Praise the Lord. Good looking congregation today. Somebody said, well, they look good. Y'all look good, see? Man. Now, y'all, good looking congregation. Worship, appreciate the worship up to this point. Amen. A lot of you have never seen me before. I've never seen you either, so. So we're on the same footing here today. But I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. Amen. Anybody feel the Spirit of the Lord here? Amen. I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. And I say that most of the time when I get up, because I don't want to ever forget that I'm nothing without Him. Nothing without Him. Amen. I do give honor to Pastor and Sister Crosswhite. We have, as he said, known him a while, and I mentioned it the other night. We're just honored to know them. They have been an inspiration to us, and amen, their desire and their commitment to the kingdom of God, amen, is known far and wide. And I we went a lot of years and didn't see one another, came and preached here, went, saw each other at Camp New Mexico a few times, and been blessed every time. He has blessed us with his ministry, praise God. And it's good to have my wife here today. Wow, amen. She didn't come the other night, but she's feeling a lot better, thank God. She needed to rest a little bit, and so I told her she could do that, and we are so thankful, both of us, to be here in Nacogdoches. Praise God. Already nice, good hospitality your pastor has shown to us, and amen, good food that they fed us last night, and we're just overwhelmed with the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to do what I feel like the Lord wants me to do today. I don't know any other way to do this, and that's just preach the word. I don't do a lot of other stuff, a lot of other things. I just preach the word, and I want to do that today. If you would turn with me in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25, amen, I'm going to read a few verses of scripture here and then do my best to preach to you what the Lord has given me. I don't doubt what He gave me is for somebody here today. Amen. I don't have a canned sermons that I preach on this day, that day, or the other day. I come praying, seeking the Lord, and God wants to say something. Anybody want the Lord to say something to you? Amen. Now, if you don't want Him to, He won't do it. He just won't. He's not going to force Himself on you. But if you want something, I promise you, He will. He will meet you here today, and He'll talk to us. And I want Him to talk to you and talk to me, and I believe He will. The first verse, the 25th chapter, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." Amen. You can be seated today. Praise God. I know that most of us have heard preaching from this chapter before. I've preached from it many times through the years, in the well over 10,000 of times that I preached this gospel. I did it in many different ways, talked about different aspects of what this chapter contained, but today, I feel it in my spirit that God wants to help somebody from the words of this chapter and other scriptures that I'll be talking about today. Everybody understands that 2024 is not like it was in AD 33. That's a long time ago. A lot of things were different. We have things going on today that they would have never even imagined could happen in the world that they lived in. And I can also say there's a lot of things happening today that wasn't even happening and going on when I was born in the United States of America back in 1957. A lot of things have changed. It's not the same world that we're living in today. Things that I've seen back then and would never have imagined could ever take place or is going on. It's going on. And there's other people in here that have lived at least that long or longer could say about the day that you were born and all the things that you saw. It's different. It's different. Things have changed. And, you know, most of us get used to the changes. We get used to things happening, and sometimes it takes a while, but we get used to it, and it causes us to not even pay attention. Pay attention to that. It, you know, the things that I saw when I was a kid, you know, it was tame compared to this. You know, I attended a public school when I was growing up, and the worst things that happened there usually was people got caught chewing bubble gum in class. Yeah. And, you know, everybody that I knew that I went to school with, they had a lot of respect for the teachers. You know, they didn't give them a lot of trouble. If they did, it didn't last very long. They got corrected, got sent to the principal's office, and had a thing or two happen, and they came back with a different attitude. You know, but that's not the way it is in our school systems and all today. You know, there's a lot of things going on. And if we're not careful, we'll get to the point where we're indifferent to it. It's not nothing that bothers us directly. You know, I know there's... I was blessed that I never sent my children to a public school beyond my daughter going for a 1 year of kindergarten, a half a year of kindergarten. Then we took her out, amen, and started homeschooling her. And so we taught her respect for things, and thank God for that. But I know that it's changed. So I can get indifferent to all that's going on in the world. And there's a lot of indifference in our world today. Things are happening all around us that it don't touch us maybe directly. So we just ignore it. You know, we're living in an election year, and I'm not going to talk about politics. Don't get worried. Amen. I tell people, you know what, here at the church, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm Apostolic Pentecostal. Amen. And I believe that God's got everything in control. God's going to work everything out. Praise God. But I'm not indifferent to the fact that we've got trouble in our world, that things are happening that's going to affect us whether we like it or not. Everything that goes on every day, it does affect you and I. We may not see it immediately, but it does affect us. And I don't want to be indifferent to that. Now, I'm not going to go march. I'm not going to go protest. I'm not going to go do all of those things. But I'm going to pray. I'm going to be concerned enough to pray about what's going on in our world. Because I want people to go to heaven. I want people to be saved. I don't want anybody to be lost. Now, I'm not in a place that I am so unaffected by what's going on that I think everybody's right. I know everybody's not right. Everybody's not going to heaven. I'd be all right with me if God forgives everybody at the end and says they can all go to heaven. Because if he does, that means he's going to change them all. They won't be what they are now. But I'm not gonna just live in some place where I've got my head in the sand and ignore it to the point that it doesn't affect me. I want to be affected. I want to care. I want to be concerned. Amen. But this unconcerned people can go down and they can see horrible things happening, and then a few minutes later they're going back and doing the same old thing. Yeah? I mean, we get affected for a moment, but it seems like then we become indifferent to it. I can use an example. You know, you're driving down the highway. You see an automobile accident. You know what? It caused you to slow down for a few moments. A few minutes later, you'd be back right back to where you was doing before. Because you're unaffected by it. And I know that may be an extreme thing, because if you don't, you might get run over. If you slow down too much. But we are unaffected by so many things that happen in our world. Amen. We read about here just recently. Stay with me. I'm not going to be a long time. It might sound like I'm going to preach a long time, but I don't. Praise God. But we just witnessed in our United States of America two different hurricanes that came and hit Florida and went up to North Carolina. A lot of people died. A lot of people there were very affected. But you know what? Most of us were not affected at all by that. You know, it didn't bother me that they got a lot of rain, because we didn't get any. You know, and if we're not careful, we'll become indifferent to what other people's troubles are, because it don't touch us. Amen. And I understand that we could talk about all of that, but what I'm concerned about is not what affects me so much as far as what's going on in our world, but what's happening in the church world. Amen. What's happening with us as apostolic Pentecostals, as people that walk through the doors of the church today? Has it affected us, what's happening in our world, that people, you drove by their house today and drove by their places that they maybe are even at work and unaware, unconcerned maybe, about the fact that they're going to hell? They're on their way to a devil's hell unless something changes in their lives. Amen. I don't want to be indifferent to that. Amen. The Bible talks about here in Matthew 25, and just for a few moments, I'll go back to that. And it talked about 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. All right? 5 of them took no oil in their lamps. 5 of them had oil in their lamps. All right? We look at them and say, well, good. 5 had oil, but 5 had no oil. But the next verse of scripture said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Not just the 5 foolish ones, but they all slumbered and slept. What is that? What am I trying to say? Every one of us are subject to that same kind of happening in our lives, that we get unconcerned. We become indifferent. I want to preach for just a few moments here today about the spirit of indifference. Amen. The spirit of indifference. That word indifference means unconcerned. We're not concerned about it. We're not bothered by it. Amen. We just think that this is the way it's going to be. We can't do nothing about it. There's a spirit of apathy that can get a hold of every one of us. I'm not saying that you have that today. I'm just saying that we need to be aware that spirit of indifference is trying to affect us. Amen. Every one of you here today, understand this is an apostolic Pentecostal church. Amen. We believe and we preach in order to go to heaven. You got to repent of your sins. You've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You've got to be full of the Holy Ghost. And you know what? I get excited every time I preach about it. I get excited every time I hear somebody talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to become indifferent to this message of salvation that's going to bring people out of the depths of sin. Hallelujah. I want to be concerned about it enough that I keep on preaching it. That I get bothered when people don't have any feeling about it at all. Amen. I don't think that we get a hold of it like we should. Some of us been in church a long time. I told you that were here the other night, I got the Holy Ghost 60 years ago. Amen. 60 years ago, and I can take you to the place. I took my grandson to the place. It's changed. It's changed a lot since the day I got the Holy Ghost. They don't have church in that building anymore. They just have events there. Amen. But I took him to that place. I said, this is where I came down to an altar. This is where I stood. And I can see myself even 60 years later in my mind with my hands lifted up in the air. And the Lord filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. It still means so much to me. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't want to be unconcerned about that. But I'm not living in that experience. Hallelujah. If I was just holding on to just that experience, I wouldn't be concerned today. But yesterday, I still needed it. Today, I still need it. And today, I need to be aware of what's happening around me in the world enough to be concerned. What is it that causes us to come to that point? The Bible talks about in the 14th chapter of the book of Luke, it said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have an excuse. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have an excuse. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Amen. Excuses why they couldn't come. You know what the biggest reason was? They didn't feel the urgency to go. They didn't feel that it was something special. They didn't feel like that they had to show up. Maybe they thought, well, there'll be another supper. Maybe there'll be another day. There'll be another feast that I can go to, but I got something more important right now. Amen. They were unconcerned about what the master was doing, what the Lord was doing. Amen. They had other things that was more important. And that's the kind of thing that's going on with us today if we're not careful. We'll get to be to the point where we'll think, hey, I've got to do this, or I've got to do that, or I've got this. This is more important to me right now. I don't have time to get that concerned about souls and about people that need God. I don't have time to be concerned about my family, about my friends, about my neighbors. I've got too much to do. I'll get concerned another time. Amen. I'll lose that spirit of indifference about this. Amen. If it's important to you, you're not going to be indifferent to it. Amen. If this is important to you, you're going to say, I've got to be there. I can't miss this. There's no telling what's going to happen. There's no telling what God's going to do. There's no telling. Hallelujah. Amen. A spirit of indifference. Amen. A spirit of apathy, a spirit of unconcern, a spirit that says, you know what? I've got bigger fish to fry. Yeah. I've got more things to do. I don't have time for this. Amen. You know what? I determined a long time ago, amen, what's happening at church is the most important thing that's going on. Amen. What's happening on a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, a Thursday night, a Tuesday night prayer meeting, whatever it is, it's the most important thing that's going on anywhere around. Hallelujah. There's nothing that's more important to me than what's going on right here. Hey, you're not going to find anywhere else what you find in the house of God. You're not going to find anywhere else what you're going to find with the people of God. Hallelujah. You're not going to, hey, I tell people all the time, I'd rather be in church than to be in the best hospital there is anywhere. I'd rather be in church than to be in the best jail there is anywhere. Hallelujah. But you know what else I'd rather be? I'd rather be here than the best restaurant there is anywhere in the world. Hallelujah. Because that only lasts for a few moments and then it's gone. But what you get here will last you for eternity. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And you need every bit of it you can get. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I got other things to do. But you know what? The servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. The servant said, Lord, it's done as thou hast commanded. Hallelujah. I went and got them all, and yet there's still room. There's still room. He said to the servant, the Lord said to the servant, go out into highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, and this is where it gets bad for those that didn't give heed, that none of those men that would not come and eat my supper is going to come into my house. None of these that were bitten shall ever taste of my supper. What? Why? What? Just one time? Just one thing? That's right. But you know what? Every one of us has had multiple, many invitations and asked, come. That's how good a God we're serving. Amen. That song we were singing today, the love of God. Oh, so rich and pure. I'm glad that it reached down one day and it touched my life and it touched your life. Every one of you in here today, I can tell you without a doubt, the love of God has touched your life. He allowed you to come to church today. He allowed you to feel the presence of the Lord in this place today. He was merciful to us. Hallelujah. Man. But I don't want it to be said, you didn't come. You didn't think it was important. You didn't think it was necessary. You didn't think it was expedient. Amen. You didn't think it was urgent. Amen. And the Lord say, I'm not going to have you back. I'm just going to let you go to the side. That's not what God wants to do. God wants us to be concerned. He wants us to get rid of that spirit of indifference that will try to grab a hold of us, try to lay hold on our lives. Amen. I'm glad that when I found out about this great gospel, that it was something I wanted. Amen. The Spirit of God began to draw me. I didn't say no. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to say no today. Amen. There might be a lot of things vying for our attention, reaching out to us. So many gimmicks in this world. All this to say you need this or you need that. But I'm here to tell you, you don't need all that. You need the Lord. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to love God. You need to have something in your spirit that causes you to go to your knees and cry out to God in this troublesome time. Amen. Amen. If I could say today, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up today. It's time to shake off that slumber. Amen. Or get a hold of us and cause us to doubt that this is necessary. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it's been a long time, amen, since the Lord said those words, I will return. Hallelujah. I will come again. Amen. I go to prepare a place for you, but I will come again. It's been a long time, but I'm telling you, it's just as true today as it was then. Hallelujah. It's been a long time since those angels said, this same Jesus whom you see go away will come again in like manner. Hallelujah. It's going to happen whether you want to like it or not. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul said, there is a crown of life laid up for me, but not for me only, but to all those that love his appearing. Anybody anxious for the Lord to come back? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I've been hearing it all my life. Jesus is coming back. My pastor thought he was going to come back before he died, but he didn't. And that's been almost 43 years ago that he passed away. But you know what? He's still coming. I said he's still coming. The Bible tells us another place, knowing the time. Anybody believe that we're in the end of time? Anybody believe the Lord's coming soon? Anybody believe, hallelujah, all the things that's happening in our world are just leading us up to the coming of the Lord? Hallelujah. So if you know the time, it's time to wake out of sleep. It's high time, because our salvation is nearer than when we believed. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, there are those that try to convince us that it's not urgent, that it's not necessary. But I know that it won't be long. I know where we're at. I don't know the time he's coming back, but I know the times he's coming back in. Amen. I may not know the day or the hour, but I can look around and I can see. Amen. And the Bible said, when these things start coming to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Another reason, another thing that will cause us to have apathy, to have unconcern, to have that spirit of indifference, is because we don't really believe it's going to happen. We don't really believe that it's going to take place. And I know there's not anybody in here probably today would tell me, I don't believe the Lord's coming back. But our actions show that we don't believe it like we should. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, amen, there's people that they know some things. But they understand that, hey, it just seemed to be taking so long. Amen. The Bible said, knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust. Amen. Just doing what they're doing what they want to do, so they're trying to get everybody else to do what they want to do. Amen. He said, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? You've been saying that a long time. Amen. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Amen. Just keeps on going. Amen. We have seen this happen over and over again through the years. I've seen events take place that say, oh man, it's just about happened. Amen. I've seen people say when the stock market crashes, but it'll come back. It'll come back. It always does. Always has. Amen. This, you know what? Amen. Look at that event that's taking place. I tell people all the time. I say, you know what? Amen. There's things coming on the United States of America we probably can't even think it would happen. Amen. But it's already happened in the rest of the world. So it could happen here too. But I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. It's not just going to keep on going that way. It's not going to just keep on coming back and doing a cycle. One day, amen, one day, amen. The Bible said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants people to be saved. He don't want any. He's not willing that any should perish. Anybody believe that? He's not willing that any should perish. Sometimes we think, I've asked them and I've invited them. I've knocked doors. I've did this. I've did that. And they don't want to hear. But the Lord's not willing that any should perish. Man, I'm telling you, he wants people to be saved worse than we want them to be saved. He's long-suffering. He's long-suffering. He keeps on suffering long with us because he wants people to be saved. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. All the things the Bible said, heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. Don't be unconcerned. Don't be indifferent. Amen. If we believe it, it should drive us to our knees. It should cause us to pray like we never have before. It should cause us to get a burden like we've never had. Amen. What did the scripture tell us in the book of Jude? Amen. Amen. In the 20th verse, I believe it is. Let me find it real quick. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray it. You know what? That should be something that we want to do every day. Every day. When we get indifferent, we won't think it matters. When we get unconcerned, we won't think it matters. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I need to be concerned. He said, and others, hallelujah, of some having compassion, making a difference, and others, save with fear. Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. I'm telling you, that's got to be that. If we build ourselves on our most holy faith, that's what's going to happen. We're going to get the compassion. We're going to get the concern. We're going to get the desperation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, praise God. I've got that determination today. I don't want to get indifferent to what's happening around me. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got family. I want to be saved. I've got friends. I don't want them to go to hell. I've got people that I'm acquainted with. Oh, God, don't let them be lost. Yes. Hallelujah. But that spirit of indifference, the Bible talked about it. In the book of Revelations, chapter number 3, when he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And the angel of the church of Laodicea is right. These same things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Neither cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You know what that lukewarmness is? A spirit of indifference. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost, but I'm indifferent. I go to church, but you know what? I just go because don't want anybody to see me not there. I lift my hands. I heard your pastor say earlier, don't let just clap your hands to be clapping your hands. Amen. Oh, let it be from the heart. You won't be indifferent if you're doing it from your heart. I made a commitment to myself. Amen. Because there's only one place in the Bible that talks about clapping the hands, and that's Psalms chapter 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands at the Lord, all ye people, and shout. So when I clap my hands, I'm going to shout at the Lord. Amen. When I consider it and I think about it, and I'm not just mindlessly doing that because a pastor said, clap your hand, or preacher said, clap your hand, but there's something in you. I want to do it the way God wants me to do it. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm not indifferent to it. I'm not unconcerned about it. I'm concerned when I lift my hands in the house of God. I don't want to just lift my hands. I want to give them to the Lord. I want to give that praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. There's people in this place today, I have no doubt, you need something from God. Amen. I didn't stand up here and look out and watch the way people responded to the service. I felt like I didn't want to be influenced by that, by what God gave me. There's some of you, I have no doubt, you put everything you got into it. Man, there's some of you that didn't. What's getting a hold of us? A spirit of indifference. Man, I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I don't know the reason. But I'm preaching to you today because the Lord doesn't want you to be indifferent. The Lord doesn't want you to be unconcerned. You're too close to the coming of the Lord. Man, you know what? And I'm about done. I'm going to ask if Sister Crosswhite or someone can come and play. My wife's not familiar with this music system here. I'm going to close. Book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. We read, where the Lord said, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning. And fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof." You know what I'm doing today? I'm bringing some reproof. Amen. You say, "Well, we don't need that." Well, the Lord thought somebody did. Maybe most of you don't, but the Lord thought somebody needed this. "Turn you at my reproof. And behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you." That's what the Lord wants to do in this place today. He wants somebody to understand, I need to wake up. I need to shake myself. I need to get rid of that lethargic, unconcerned spirit that gets a hold of me. Oh. Hey, every one of us do. That's what he said. He didn't say, "Well, those five foolish virgins, they slumbered and slept." No, he said they all. Five wise, the five foolish. Those that knew what time it was, those that understood, and they got some oil in their lamps. Man, but something's rocking us to sleep. What is it? Is it that spirit of indifference that's in our world? Man, that gravitates into our lives. Man. Oh, we know that there's most things that we're not gonna affect in our world, but there are some things we can. Amen. We can be full of the Holy Ghost. We can get full of the Holy Ghost. We can get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the will of God. I said, that's the will of God for everybody in here to be full of the Holy Ghost. Man, to be on fire for God. Amen. To have some passion. Amen. Passionate about this. Amen. Not just, "Well, it don't really matter. Tonight is just, today is just, there's, you know what? I'm okay." Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost talking to somebody today. Oh, I really do. Amen. I'm not just saying that. I don't say that all the time. But I feel the Holy Ghost is talking to some people here today. Amen. "Because I have called," he said, I wanted to pour out my spirit. I wanted to give you the blessings. I wanted to give you that concern. He said, "But because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded it. But you have said it not all my counsel, with none of my reproof." You just ignored it. You just walked away and said, "Oh, this is just another Sunday morning. I'll be back next Sunday, Pastor. I'll come back. I'll even come back tonight." But you're not going to do anything about it. We're not going to, we're just going to set it naught. We're going to turn it aside. "I got things I got to do. Hurry up, preacher. I got to get home and eat. Hurry up. Hurry up, pastor. We got too much going on in our lives right now." Hallelujah. He said, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then shall they call on me. I'm telling you, the Bible does say, and I'm fixing to close, that there's going to come a day when every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Man, we know that. We know it says that. But let me tell you something. Don't let that spirit of indifference drag you away from God. Amen. It can. It can. I hope it doesn't to anybody. I hope every one of you is back tonight. Every one of you is back Thursday night. Every one of you is back next Sunday. I won't be here unless something happens that we don't know about. But you know what? God knows. God knows if you're concerned or not. How many of you right now, in your spirit, in your mind, you can say, I'm as concerned as I ever have been about the things. I'm not asking no raising of hands. Think about it. Can you honestly say in yourself, I'm concerned. I'm aware. I know the need. And I'm going to do something about it. That's what I'm preaching for today. Oh, God. Well, there's a lot of things I could have preached. I like to preach about faith. I like to preach about miracles. I like to preach about all of those things that happen. I like to preach and talk about all the people that I've seen get the Holy Ghost and baptized. I do. I'd rather do it that way. But this is what God wants you to hear today. I wonder, could we stand? Oh. Is there somebody concerned today? Anybody really concerned today? I wonder in this place. And I don't know what you do at the end of the service. I don't know how your response is. But is there anybody you're concerned enough to step out from where you're at and come down here? Say, God, I don't want to be indifferent. Don't let me be indifferent. Anybody here that needs a Holy Ghost, you can have it today, this morning before you leave. You need to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. You can be renewed before you leave this place today. Oh, God, I don't want this spirit of indifference, God, to get a hold of me. I want to shake it off. I want to wake up. Oh, God, wake me up. Wake me up, Lord. Wake me up, Lord.
More like you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Take my life.
Oh, I've got to be aware, Lord. I've got to have the compassion. I've got to have the passion. I've got to have, Lord, that desire to pull them out of the fire, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't do it physically, maybe, but I can do it in the spirit. I can pray. I can pray fervently. I can pray, Lord. Hallelujah.
To change me, Lord.
Wake us up. That's it. Reach out to the Lord with all your heart. Yes, Jesus, I've come, Lord, because I need
take
you.
Take my life, Lord.
Oh, I've come, Lord, because I understand where we're at. I know the time, Lord.
To be, Lord.
Oh, I know the time, Lord. It's high time to wake out of sleep.
Take me.
Oh, hallelujah. It's just about time, Lord.
Change me, Lord. Oh. Would you change me, Lord?
Oh, God. Yes,
let me
stay
the same.
Oh, he wants to change us. He wants to change
want
you.
To
he wants to change us.
More like
change
you.
Us, Lord.
Take my life, Lord. Would you make my life just
Come on, would you pray with us? Hallelujah. I want you to do something today for the Lord, wherever you're at. Would you turn if you're standing, and would you find a place to kneel? And I just felt this in the Holy Ghost. I want us to bow before God. If you can't kneel, if you would sit and you would seek God with me. I want you to kneel down before the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I felt that in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this place. Hallelujah. You can't kneel. You're welcome to sit. But I want you to pray. Hallelujah. I want you to talk to the Lord about you. Don't pray for anybody else. But I want you to pray for you right now. Hallelujah. Can we just keep on singing since Crosswind? Amen. In this place, would you lift your voice in prayer? Amen. Hallelujah. I feel that the spirit of prayer needs to come in this house this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's talk. Let's have a talk with the Lord right now. Come on, search your heart. Examine yourself. Come on, the Lord's here to help you. God wants to pick you up and lift you up. God wants to be involved this morning in your life.
Make my life,
Jesus. Mold me. Help me. Come on, talk to him today. Plead with him. Lord, change me. Please change me. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't let anything distract you. Amen. Let's talk to the Lord. Let this time be for you and Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't talk to anybody else, and let's just pray. Come on. Amen. Don't let anybody talk to you. I want you to talk to the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Change me, Lord.
Change me, Lord.
Don't let
me stay the way I've been. God, move me with your spirit, your power. Let me be aware. Let me not be indifferent.
More like you.
I need you, Lord. Make me more like you. Let's talk to him. Talk to him. Jesus, you went to Calvary for me. You paid for the price for me.
What you wanted to be.
Hallelujah. Come on, talk to him.
Lord, please.
Talk to him. He's here today to minister to your life.
Lord,
he's here to reach to you, to connect to you.
Me.
Lord, I need you. Help me, Lord God. Change me, Lord Jesus. It's important, Lord God. It's important, Lord Jesus, your voice in my life.
Change me, Lord.
Your spirit in my life is important.
Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same.
Work on me today, Jesus.
Or I want to be like you. Take my life, Lord, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me.
Come on, would you pray, Lord, have your way, have your will in my life. God, direct me and help me, Jesus.
Lord, please change me.
Change me, Jesus. Work on me, Jesus.
Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Don't let me stay the same. For I want to be more like you. Take my life, Lord, make my life just what you want it to be. Lord, please change me. Change me, dear Lord. Back once more to Calvary, and one more time Let your message move me. Move me with your message once again. It's been so long since I've been changed within. Take me back once more to Calvary. And one more time, let this message move me. Move me with this message once again. It's been too long since I've been stirred within. Take me back once more to Calvary. One more time, let this message move me. Move me with your message once again. It's been so long since I've been stirred within. Back once more to Calvary. And one more time, let your message move me. I need to be moved. Move me by your message once again. It's been so long since I've been stirred within. Take me back once more to Calvary. And one more time, let your message move. Once more to Calvary, and one more time, let your message move me. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received. received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Take me back, Lord.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. I need you to take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Stir me, Jesus.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Stir my soul. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Place where I first received you. back. God, you're wanting to move this morning.
Take me back to
thank
you,
Lord,
Jesus,
where I first believe. God, I want to connect with you this morning, oh, Jesus.
Take me back.
Take me to Calvary, Lord.
Take me back to Lord.
To the place where I first received you. Take me back. Awaken my soul.
Take me back to Lord where I first believed.
Take me to Calvary, Jesus.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received
you. Awaken my soul.
Take me back.
Stir me, Lord.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Take me back. Take me to Calvary, Jesus.
Take me back, dear Lord,
to the place where I first received you.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Lord, we need your anointing. Lord, we need your anointing. A fresh, that holy anointing. Anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Lord, I need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Lord, I need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Lord, we need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Lord, I need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Can that be our prayer this morning? Lord, I need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing, fall on me. Lord, I need your anointing, a fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Let it fall. Anointing, fall on me.
Lord, I need your anointing, fall. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Fresh anointing fall on me. Lord, I need your anointing. A fresh and holy anointing. Let it fall. Let it fall on me. My heart is filled with desire for a touch of heavenly fire. Let fresh anointing fall on me.